Onondaga County lawmakers and County Executive Joni Mahoney will be getting raises in January, but as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, not everyone agrees with the decision.
It'll be the first raise for everyone since before the Great Recession, when they took a break from pay increases, and that's been part of the problem. Because there haven't been pay raises in such a long time, the current proposal increases pay for the county executive by almost 30% and for lawmakers by 15%. But getting back on track has been politically tricky. Attempts a year ago failed. This time around, the increase for Mahoney to almost $156,000 passed with one vote to spare. 10-6. Supporters like Republican Pat Kilmartin says just look at the comparable salaries of other county executives.
Take out the highs and the lows and define averages. And almost to a dollar, they come to the proposal that's set forth in this resolution today.
Lawmakers also voted 9-7 to raise their own pay by about $4,000 more for legislative leadership positions. In the end, Manlius Republican Kevin Holmquist, who's been criticizing a process he says left the public out of the debate, couldn't pull enough legislators to see his side of the story.
I think our reputation has been damaged. I think the legislature is hurt by this.
Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon sees his pay rate jump to almost $54,000, and he thinks voters understand it needed to be done.
Voting for raises for elected officials is very difficult, but it doesn't change the fact that if we didn't do something, that next year it's going to be 9 years, and then what do? Then it's going to be 10 years. Then the numbers keep on getting bigger. They don't get smaller.
Going forward, the pay increases for elected officials will be tied to the most recently published Consumer Price Index during the annual budget negotiations in the fall. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And following the vote yesterday, the county's controller, Robert Antonacci, released a statement calling the pay raises ill-advised and called on County Executive Joni Mahoney to forego her $33,000 a year raise.